Everybody finished reading 1 to 7? 1 to 7. Actually, because Micah, when I read this Micah, about four times or fifth time, coming into the feeling of this, which is the whole books, it takes some time to digest this, especially the Book of Prophets. Impression is very stressful because of talking about the sin and talking about the judgment. But once you see the whole pictures, you find out there is a love of God. You find out there's a true hope. Micah, I hope you can read chapter 1 to 7 several times. You read it without feeling. It's hard to actually go into it. Because chapter 1 to 7, last night, I have no confidence, because how can I finish chapter 7? Because we're far from it. And even though I just say to you that God is with us, so we can finish, and then to my room say, how can I finish? How can I finish? And then I have no confidence. So last night I lay down and just get up at 12 o'clock, and then I have to go over. And then I try to go over. Actually, Micah, we can think about it. Yeah, since the study, let's go on. Micah, spelling is Micah, M-I-C-A-H. Micah. What is the meaning? We know this one. Of course, smartphone, the definition came out, but what is Micah? Who is like a God? Who is like a God? Because there's nobody can compare with God. His name is truly portrayed in the messages. Because of this one, Micah is the three, some say three cycle or three messages. First messages, we can say. Chapter 1 and chapter 2. That's the first messages. And second messages, chapter 3 to chapter 5. Yeah, so that's the second messages. And third messages, 6 and 7, the third messages. We find out the first message is I'm sorry, because I don't want to treat you like an E2, you know, because I cannot help myself. This is Micah. It is Micah. Chapter 1. You find that chapter 1 at beginning with the beginning with the what era? I mentioned in the jumbo 747. During the time of king, who is it? King Jotham? Yeah, Uzziah's grandson, yeah. And then after following his king, who is that? Yeah, Ahaz. That during the time, actually through the Isaiah, you find out the messages actually come out about the coming of Jesus. So Micah also, the message is coming of Messiah, actually. This is, or his kingdom will come true to us. This message is similar, actually. And then until this one, the King Hezekiah, B.C., 6, anybody knows? 6, 8, 7. So, I know because you don't like the number, right? Because my base is accounting. So number is very, I love the number. I know because you just, it's okay. But many times, because things happen is during this time. Between here, during the time of king, who is the second king that is here? King Ahaz. King Ahaz, he's the one to trying to save his nations. You know, right? So the, he bring the Assyria to destroy the Aram and also northern kingdoms. So that's why destroyed at that time. Sir. So this was not God's will. So God told him, do not rely upon the other forces. Sir. Just rely on me. I will save you. That's the book of Isaiah, because we turn that we can find out. But he trying to use other forces to save himself. At that moment, his life was saved. But end up, it becomes later on what? Is it boomerang? You know, the ones you throw it and it's coming back to you. The same thing just happened. And then when he visit Damascus, I think there's a force because Assyria is the one helping certain kingdom. So he have to go there to show that his appreciations, and then bring this idol into the certain kingdoms. That was a trouble for the nation to end up to be fall. And so that's a great sin which is against God. So that's why the certain kingdom, anybody know certain kingdom was destroyed by when? In 586, that southern kingdom was destroyed. So northern kingdom, during the time of King Ahaz, 722, so it destroyed. And the 711, 702, that during the time of King Hezekiah, they trying to rely on the Egypt. That's why Assyria came down, end up to seize the Jerusalem. Remember, during the time of King Hezekiah, they seized. Why? Because King Hezekiah also during that time, also trying to rely on the Egypt, yeah. But during that time, the southern kingdom, because northern kingdom was already destroyed, southern kingdom itself is very prosper, because there's no force to trying to attacking them. So the economic wise, you know, the life wise, actually getting better and better at that time, so, yeah. But end up to be they destroyed it. Anyway, we find out the chapter 1, God pointed out, you know, Jacob's sin. Eh? Jacob's sin. Jacob's sin has come from the Samaria, is it true? The Samaria. The Samaria is a beginning with their sin actually way back to up. Remember during the time of Solomon? Solomon is a 930. I know because this number you're not that interested. I know that. But BC 930, this one, the kingdom was separated because of the year that Solomon was died. So this time, who's the king, the northern side, the first king? Jeroboam, yeah. Because of you, I was ashamed, so I should remember this. Jeroboam. He bring the idol to set Bethel and Dan. Yeah. So that is the cause of the trouble. I mentioned that, you know, that Jeroboam's mother is Ammonite. It's way back to, you know, that this is a very a part. But the sin is a source several hundred years ahead. But they don't take away, but sin actually came out to spread and destroy them. Yeah. So anything that we have within our life, there's a little things. You can say, I can handle it. And then you have to give it up. Yeah. So hope that this new year we started. This is a long time ago. He's not here. He's already, his children already grown up. And so he testified long time ago. Before he get married too. And secretly, he saved it. Those movies are supposed not to. So one day he think that I'm a Christian. I have to remove everything. So he removed it. The most finest one, put it in the under the last drawer in the table. I mean his desk. One night he had a dream that he came out. You know, the serpent came out from the bottom drawers up and realized he's shocked. And then he destroyed everything. Sometimes the sin, you can tell, the little things, it cause to trouble in our life enough to destroy our faith. So make sure. If anybody here, do you have a challenge, get rid of it. Yeah. So cleanse yourself. Because the elapsing of this time is so many years, but northern kingdoms, they do not eliminate these sins. So end up, the sin is eating up whole entire the countries. And also, Book of Micah telling us, once we cannot focus on our God, our faith, end up the religious melting our life, even impact in the moral life too. Yeah. Why we are tempted to sin, we have to ask ourselves, because of faith. If we do not faithful enough to God, we're trying to compromise our faith. So end up the little things. When we are strong, it's okay. But when we are getting weaker, little things, but end up to be stronger to us, to grabbing our faith away from us. So it gives Jacob's sin. It's really, Jacob means it's in South Kingdoms. But end up also the Samaria's sin. I mentioned that. The sin we have to pull out. My father's house in Dallas, now is in the front yard is a whole weed, not the grass. So cut means not the grass, but the weed, you know, cutting. You know how fast it grows? How strong it is? Grass is easily died, I can tell. But once a weed to root it down, it's really tough. Only using the chemicals to try to kill it. That much strong. So we find it and just pull out. And that's how it worked to be. Yeah. So Jacob's a sinner. Jacob, what is Jacob's sin? Idolatry. How to spell adultery? Is it right? Spelling doesn't matter as long as you recognize it. Who cares? It's not a spelling bee, this stuff, so it's okay. Adultery. Yeah, it's adultery. Another sin is an ethical sin. So we can say moral, you know, it's just saying a moral sense. But all related, actually. Idolatry is all related. You can tell because, you know, during the time of Old Testament, all the sins, why they worshiping the idol? Because they want to prosper life to be prosper. That's why, you know, actually the other sins coming in anyway. So chapter one here, the mention about the north and south, they're destroying. Yeah, that you mentioned the chapter one verse six and sixteen mention about the northern and southern kingdom will be destroyed because of the iniquities. Chapter two. You find out the chapter 2, talking about the rich people, we can say. They're talking about the greedy mind of... well, here mentioned about the 10 cities, because of that's explained. So that one's, it's okay. Chapter 2 is their greedies, their evils, and also the people's mind, we can say. Greediness. Colossians mentioned the greediness is one of the kind of form of idolatry, greedy, because we exchange with our true God. Once we are into the greedy situations, we don't like to hear the true messages. Yeah. We don't like to hear the true messages. So you find out the chapter 2, people doesn't like to listen to the messages. And for example, like chapter 2, verse 6, do not speak out, so they speak out. But if they do not speak out concerning these things, reproach will not be turned back. We continue to mention about the Jacobs, which is the people, they don't like to listen to the true messages. So avoid, we can say, ears closed. When we find out our faith is a trouble, we don't like to listen to the truth, then it's a problem. Yeah. Because in your life, in my life, we're supposed to listen to the truth, but we don't want to listen to the truth. The moments we have to understand, that is the time of faith in the edge of dangerous, in the risk at that time. Yeah. So the Israelites, we find out, once our ear is closed, then we follow the false prophet. And that's false prophet. So chapter 2, Micah mentioned about the problems of this sin. But yet, chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, as a conclusions, he mentioned about Jacob. Jacob, this Jacob is continued to follow here, chapter 1 and chapter 2. And then coming, and also here he bring us to the message here is a remnant of Israel. Spelling is always trouble. Spelling doesn't matter. Recognize is important. Remnant. Because chapter 1 and chapter 2, the message here, it's a sin, but now here, showing the restorations, which is giving a hope in the chapter 2. And chapter 3, is the beginning of the second cycle of the messages, which is second. So always the first time when his message starts, then there is a talking about the sin. So it's kind of a little bit stressful too. But this time, the chapter 3, the message is toward the leaders. You can say rulers of the house of Israel. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, but they're supposed to know the righteousness. They're supposed to know what is the justice. But they do not follow the justice. So yesterday mentioned that once the justice is collapsed, everything is collapsed. Yeah. What our Lord God seeking from us, require from us, remember three points? Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. This is three. Jesus mentioned that also in the seven wall in the book of Matthew also. So these three, it's here in chapter 6, verse 8, he mentioned that. Chapter 3, because of the sin, the consequence is because they love to do evils. Two things consequences, the sin. When sin came in and the eyes, the trouble, eyes. EY. Eyes, thank you. Ears. It's a trouble. So God will bring the darkness upon the land of Judah, the kingdom of Judah. Ears, kind of closed. So once a sin came in, God allowed them to, they cannot hear the truth, and they're under the darkness. And also the false prophets kind of prevailing. And that's a chapter 3's pictures, false prophet. False prophet. Prophet. How to spell it? P-H-Y. No? E-T? A prophet. Prophet, not prophecy. Thank you. So that's a chapter 3. So the consequence here, the continue mention that this is a Zion's desolations. Zion's desolation. Zion's desolations. And then chapter 4 and 5. Chapter 4, if you see the chapter 4, it's talking about the mountains. It's the mountain of because yesterday we went up a little bit, but the mountain of the house of the Lord, that's the mountain of Zion, and which is the it was a stands on the Zion, chapter 4. So Mount of Zion to reestablish, but here is the desolations, but now it's restoring the Mount of Zion. That's a chapter 4. The Mount of Zion they established, and then this is a, you can, if you read a chapter 4, you can see the sequential. We can say, if you find out the carefully, you find out the sequential that Mount Zion, truth come out of the Mount Zion, and then coming here is a peace. So this is a sequentially chapter 4, the mention about it, and then this one can be forever. And then turn out it forever. And then in the chapter 4, we find out here the daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion is connecting with the remnant and also Jacob too. So daughter of Zion. These are the daughter of Zion to be strong nations, and also the recover from the 60 70 years of exile. EX, that's E. EXIL? EXLA? I try to save this here. And then the 70s EXA, they're coming back. So, chapter 4 is restorations. of the church, we can say. Yeah, restoration of the His kingdom and His church, we can say. Mount of Zion is talking about us. That's true. Truth coming up from the Mount of Zion, coming through the church. And if we are in the truth, if we are in the Holy Spirit, then there is a peace. I will leave my peace with you. My peace is not coming, is different than coming from this world. Yeah. And this peace can be forever. So the Mount Zion, the church can be established this way by the Holy Spirit. And then chapter 5. This is for me is interesting, but I'm not sure. Chapter 5 is about the coming of Messiah. It's the coming of Jesus. Chapter 5 is the coming of Jesus. He is the beginning and end. Can you see that? Chapter 5, verse 2. But as for you, the Bethlehem, the Ephrathah, the too little to be among the clans of Judah. And for you, one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His going forth are from long ago, from the day of eternity. Mention about the Jesus is God Himself coming to us. And so he mentioned that. And then chapter 5 mentioned about remnant. Remnant. Yeah. The remnant gather, coming back, gather to receive the blessings. It's like a dew, it's like a rain. It's like a lion's mentioned. How when Jesus came, and then this remnant getting together to become a piece of under the piece of kings and gather together nations. All these are the daughter of Zion to be a strong nation to condemn the nations. Condemning the nation, to judge the nation means we are not with the sword to kill them, but with the word of God. With the word of God, condemn them, we can say. And that's what that we can say, the concept. When Jesus came, one is the making a strong nation. Strong nation. And second one is cleanse, purified. Purified. So which is all the what we trust, kind of at the ancient time there is a town, a castle, and also the horse that we trust to eliminate them, and all the idol to eliminate them. So he mentioned about in the chapter 4 and 5. So when you look at the Micah, this is chapter 4 and 5 is like a climax, we can say. And then chapter 6. It's so colorful. I like it. Chapter 6 is called an indictment. We can say accusing the Israelites. Don't you know how much I have done to good things? And what I have done to you, is it wrong or good? Oh, he just challenged the Israelites. See that when I went through the Moses, I lead you people out of Egypt. That because I love you. Is it wrong to you? Kind of. And also mention about the Balaam and Balak, the story. Because Balak trying to Balaam to curse Israelites. But Balaam couldn't curse the Israelites. Because God did not let him to curse. But bless Israel. See what I have done to you? That's why kind of a challenge. And see the mention the two places, you see that? Have you noticed the place? Sittim to Gilgal. The Sittim to Gilgal is the one. The Sittim is the Moabite side, and Gilgal is right past across the Jordan River. What the Israelites did, they experienced God's protection during this time. That's the final stage of Israelites. They crossed the Jordan River to settling by the leading by the Joshua. So it reminded the Israelites, how much I love you, how much I protect your way in your life. Because you are my people, your daughters of Zion, the one I choose you. I have done to you the good things. So the final message is chapter 6. And here, the Micah, he uses this, the word of God to challenge to Israelites. And then he is showing that, since I love you this much, I show this much concern in your way, how come you don't come to me? You're supposed to come to me. I don't, do you think that you just, you know, offer me, you know, like here the verses 6 and 7, maybe you put you know, you bring like oxen to offer me. Also, you have a lot of ships and bring to, you know, to trying to cancel out your sin. That's what you're doing to me, but that's not what I wanted. What I wanted is you try to do be truly good to yourself to in front of me. So what I require from you is justice, mercy, and faithfulness. So he mentioned about these 3 points. And then urge his people to repent. So what I offer you for these chastising, receive it. Yeah. Let's look at Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6, verse 9. The voice of the Lord will call to the city, and it is sounds of wisdom to fear thy name. Hear, tribes who was appointed as time. Because this is a given. This is a given, the offer now to you have, you can receive it with the humble minded to receive this chastising. It becomes a later become a blessing. So that's what chapter 6 the message is. And chapter 7, but chapter 7 also, the chapter 6 and in a big sense is repent. True repent again. True repent. And then chapter 7, looking back to the chapter 7. Chapter 7 is a conclusions. He find out because of what he preached so far, the messages, he knows his judgment is coming close to Israel. I think by chapter 7, he knew that the northern kingdom would be destroyed. He become a witness himself, I'm sure. There's a consequence of a judgment end up to be destroyed everything. He see that his sorrow, that he with the heart of sorrow, he explained. Relationship will be destroyed, and also the moral standard will be collapsed. But at the same time, from verse 7, this is like a hope, we can say. Micah 7 from verse 7 says, but as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So here he mentioned about what I'm going to do is now go back to God to see him. And also, he is my, verse 8, that he is my light. Yeah, here you mentioned that. And also, the talking about the blessing. Once we go back to God, what will happen to us? And he will rebuild our wall, and then we eliminate all the enemies. So the blessing is coming back to us. So the verse 17, we can coming back to God. There's no such kind of God, verse 18, as conclusions. Who is God like thee, who pardon iniquity and passed over the rebellious act of the remnants of his possessions? And because he delighted in unchanging love, he is again have compassion on us. So end up his message is, let us go back to God. Go back to God. So receive his mercy. So he received the mercy. God never changes love. His compassion is always within us. So, oh, thank God we have 7 minutes. I finished chapter 7. So, once you look at the whole pictures, we find out the sin that we have. We remove the sins. And also, this is like a religious sin. And also, this is our flesh sin removed from us. Then there is a hope as a Jacob's. We can restore ourselves. Because of the sin, that the Zion will be desolated. But because of our grace of God, he will establish the Mount Zion with the truth and give us a true peace forever. So the Mount Zion will be reestablished to forever. And when Jesus comes, and those remnants, which is those who repent, those who are holding a hope, and they can have making the remnant make a great, strong nations. They are the one who are punished, which means they are the one who are punished with the word of God to the whole nation, even the one Assyria. And so, final message is, let us have a true repent. So this repent can help us to establish this. This hope will come true to us. And back to God. We only look at him. And so his mercy always within us. His love never depart from us, with us. There's no such kind of God within us. So the whole message is flowing this way. Make sense? Because if you just read it, what is it? But I'm trying to summarize it, and then you feel better. Sleepy, better. Any final questions of the book of Micah? Anybody finish the reading? Please raise your hands. Ah, Micah, I know. I'm not that strong teacher. I'm not. I cannot be. That's why. Because I have to force you to do something better. Because I don't want to force you. Because forcing doesn't help. I hope you can read Micah, see the cycle. This is a similar like a time of Moses. The Moses or the Israelites under the oppression of the Pharaoh. But through the Moses, God chose Moses to bring deliver out of Egypt. At the beginning, there's no hope. But when he delivered out of Egypt, and then he promised to Israelites the promised land, which is Mount Zion. So the Mount Zion, and then he give them a peace and true peace, and give them a commandment of God to raise this people to be holy people. Yeah. So that's the concept. Let's turn to the verse, the book of Hebrew. A book of Hebrew, chapter 12. Verse from 22 to 24. Any sister can read us? Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. Thank you. This is the Hebrew chapter 12, verse from 24. That's a picture of the true church nowadays. So this Mount Zion is talking about this. So nowadays for us, the true church, Yeah. So it is a blessing that we are in a true churches, and our faith established here by the helping of the Holy Spirit, by the truth. And here the verse 23 mentioned the firstborn. You and I, we are firstborn. Do you believe so? You are the one and firstborn, because our life is saved by the Passover. Passover. Because after the Passover, God says, all the firstborn belongs to me. So the all the Israelites, they have to pay the temple shekels, remember? All the firstborn have to pay it. Because the firstborn belongs to God. Later on, because God have to work, God has to work his temple. So he chooses actually Levites. The substitute of the firstborn. Don't you think we are Levites then? We are Levites, royal priesthood. So, Hebrews chapter 9, you find out the temple of God, and then there is an Ark of Covenant. Aaron's, okay. The rod is there, because we are the chosen one. So you and I, we are the priesthood that we have. It is a blessing. Yeah. I hope, Micah, it makes sense to you. Because there's some word, it's hard to... some word is a technical maybe, because you find out from the reference book maybe, that you can find, you can understand. But once you see the whole pictures, it becomes a blessing. And firstborn who enrolled in heaven. Once your name is written in the book of life, you're secure for your salvation. And don't let this salvation to treat as a little, because it is precious. We are in the Mount Zion. We are the assembly, the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heavens. God is there. Any final questions? Any? Because I have 2 minutes. I'm sorry, because I cannot go over, verse by verse. Because I talk too much to branch out, and then I cannot go back. Because I'm not that organized anyway. So please forgive me. Yeah. 1 minute. Do you have any final comments? I hope 2015 now we just started. I hope commitment to God. Enjoy your life. As a difference, be a remnant. You are led you to be a descendant of Jacob. We all belong to God. Don't think that we are the one our own, but we all belong to God. Yeah. Everything is a plan ahead to us. We follow Him. So we ask God, what is the plan for me? What is your plan for me to do it? I will faithfully follow you. Be as my true servant. To use me for your purpose and your glory. I'll try to do my best. Please help my life to be molded my life as a true servant of God, so they can use them for your glory and your purpose. Surely God help us. God surely help our church. Your commitments, your faith can be truly turn out to be meaningful enough for the rest of your life to be.